And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. On view now at the Hilliard University Art Museum through December 20th, the UL Lafayette School of Architecture and Design's 2013 Master of Architecture project. 20 graduates are showcasing their talents at the museum. That's on display again now through December 20th. Earthshare Gardens is in need of nursery pots size 1 gallon or larger. You can recycle your old nursery pots by dropping them off at the garden, 1508 Louisiana Avenue, or you can let them know that you have some to be picked up and they can arrange a pickup. The Bayou Teche Paddle Trail public meetings will be happening this month. The Center for Louisiana Studies is administering a grant to increase accessibility along the Bayou Teche. The first one is this Tuesday, December 17th, in Port Barry at the Port Barry Town Hall Meeting Room from 6 to 7:30. And then on Thursday, December 19th, in Charenton, Louisiana at the Chittimacha Tribal School Gymnasium. And there will be a book signing this Wednesday, December 18th, for Sarah Savoie, author of the Savoie Kitchen Cookbook. She's come in from France to sign her books, and she'll be in Eunice December 18th. That's this Wednesday, 5 to 7, at the Chappelle Country Store at Le Village in Eunice. The Silverbacks Improv Theater presents a very improvised holiday this Wednesday, December 18th, 7:30 at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling the theater at 484-0172 and reserving your tickets. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will have their annual Christmas concert this Thursday, December 19th at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. It's called I'll Be Home for Christmas and features guest artist Jennifer Welch Babbage, soprano, as well as the youth orchestra and the symphony chorus. That's again this Thursday, 6:30 at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. UL Lafayette's graduations will be this Friday, December 20th. The French ambassador, François Delattre, will be the commencement speaker, and he'll be getting an honorary doctorate of Francophone studies. That's this Friday at the UL fall commencement. At Cité des Arts, a tuna Christmas continues this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to the website. There will also be a Sunday matinee this coming Sunday, the 22nd. At Vermilionville this Saturday, the Seed to Skillet program concludes with a workshop on fall produce and nuts and berries. And Greg Guidros will be talking about making orange marmalade and using pecans to make pecan pralines. It's from 11 until 1 on Saturday. If you'd like to register, you can contact Vermilionville or go to their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And of course, you can support KRVS very easily and securely at our website as well. Just click on the support or pledge now button and make your end-of-year tax-deductible donation to help KRVS. You can also donate a vehicle. If you donate it before the end of December, you'll get that tax deduction this coming year, no matter when it sells, as long as you've donated it before the end of December. At the bottom of our homepage, there's a big red button that says car donations. Click on that and either call the toll-free number there or fill out the information about your car that you'd like to donate, car, truck, boat, RV, motorcycle, and then send that form in with just a click of the button. And of course, if you'd like to make any kind of a donation by credit card, again, just click on the Pledge Now or the Support KRVS button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's the World of Opera. At 11, Japan Jukebox, Sound Club at midnight, and Terminal Addiction at 1 in the morning. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.